Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the nation is still adjusting to the fact that the President of the United States wannabe, the former President of the United States, he was number 45. He also wants to be number 47. That would be Donald J. Trump, is now a twice indicted suspect and defendant in some very serious trials that are waiting to happen. And that's not all. President Trump spoke last night. It was today is his birthday. Happy birthday, President Trump. But it's not really a birthday gift that the number of Republicans, and including prominent Republicans, including candidates for president, who are actually speaking critically about Donald Trump, has all of a sudden soared. It soared overnight. And a lot of people who had rallied to Trump's support, and by the way, the public still appears to be rallying to Trump's support. There's a new YouGov GOP 24 poll that shows Trump now 30 points ahead of DeSantis. 30 points ahead, and much further ahead of everybody else. But at the same time, people have compiled lists of very prominent people, including Mike Pence and Nikki Haley and Asa Hutchinson and, well, of course, Chris Christie we knew about, but all kinds of other prominent Republicans who have spoken out critically about President Trump. Now, why did that happen? Why did it take a while to happen? In other words, why didn't you see any of this on Monday or even Sunday or yesterday, but you see it all of a sudden today? I'll tell you why it's taken a while to happen. It's taken a while for people to read the actual indictment. The indictment is 49 pages. It is very clear. And no, it doesn't look great for President Trump. He spoke last night. I listened to the speech. The speech was tight. It was well written. But it was entirely about this subject, the subject of the indictment, the most recent indictments, no reference at all to the prior indictments in New York City, where he is indicted regarding the hush money case, and no reference at all to the upcoming round of potential indictments that are going to be taking place in Washington, D.C. That's also under the supervision of Jack Smith. And then the ones in Georgia, which are probably expected to have a conclusion of that grand jury sometime in August. So that'll be a while. If you have changed your mind, or you have some idea why it is that so many prominent people are changing their minds about this question of President Trump, his suitability for leadership. In other words, one of the strangest things that was very, very much all around the country on Monday and Tuesday was that these new indictments are going to help Trump. That happy birthday, Mr. President. You are going to have even higher support from the Republican Party and from people in the Republican Party than before. That appears to be changing, despite the polling that was taken just a couple of days ago. Why is it changing these last couple of days? And if that has happened with you, looking at this situation, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. There is, for instance, Mike Pence, who drew some very favorable response from around the country with his moving and, I think, actually eloquent announcement of candidacy. Mike Pence looked like and sounded like a serious candidate. And he initially, with his initial response coming on a Friday, before he had had a chance to read the indictment, that initial response was very supportive and very sympathetic to President Trump. A little bit less so today. This is Mike Pence, former vice president, on CNBC. Listen.
No one's above the law, and this indictment contains serious charges, and I cannot defend what is alleged. I will tell you, not only as a former vice president, but also my son's a Marine. My son-in-law is a Navy lieutenant. I mean, the very prospect that what is alleged here took place, creating an opportunity where highly sensitive classified material could have fallen into the wrong hands, even inadvertently, that jeopardizes our national security. It puts at risk the men and women of our armed forces. And as I said, I can't defend what is alleged, but the former president has a right to his day in court.
Okay, and he will get his day in court, and everyone is innocent until proven guilty, and that's fairly consistent. But it wasn't just Mike Pence. One of the most conservative members of Congress, Ken Buck of Colorado, said in the last 24 hours, he's a former local prosecutor and current House Freedom Caucus member. He added that if Trump is convicted, I certainly won't support a convicted felon for the White House. I think the allegations are very serious, he said. I think there are some national security implications from having documents in an insecure area. He hid his documents, purposefully putting them in a shower, purposely putting them on a stage. So there clearly is an intent to hide. And for Ken Buck, a very conservative voice, Freedom Caucus member, to say, no, I wouldn't vote for Trump if he's convicted of these charges, that's fairly amazing. And then, of course, you have Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley was on the Buck Sexton Clay Travis show. And she sounded much less supportive of the president than she did just 2 days ago. This is the former ambassador to the UN, currently running third or fourth in most of the polls for the presidency. This is Nikki Haley.
What's happening is unfortunate. I think the Justice Department has handled this whole thing terribly. I mean, you can't have one standard for Democrats like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and then another standard for Republicans like Donald Trump. And we're seeing that again. And we're seeing that again with the Biden bribery recordings that have come to light. I mean, the country should never stand for that. And I think that we should all speak up and we have to be loud about that. Having said that, if the claims in the indictment are true, if they're true, then Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security. And that's not okay. So now if you've got the question of a pardon, I mean, that's a very different question. I'm not going to presume President Trump's guilt. I think we all need to let this trial play out. We need to see, you know, exactly what happens. But, you know, when you look at a pardon, the issue is less about guilt and more about what's good for the country. And I think it would be terrible for the country to have a former president in prison for years because of a documents case. That's something you see in a third world country. I saw that at the United Nations. So I would be inclined in favor of a pardon.
Okay, she's inclined in favor of a pardon, but acknowledging that this is a very serious matter, that this is not nothing. The question is, and really it's a question that's put by David Leonhardt in the New York Times today, is people are asking, if this were someone else who weren't a political figure, would anybody else, for doing the same things, get indicted? We'll get to that coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Entertain your brain every day.
I really, really wonder what's going on in your head.
On the Michael Medved Show.
Well, I appreciate that wondering about what's going on in my head. I'm trying to follow the changes that have been occurring in this country. Just in the last couple of days. I mean, and it literally is just at that time. We had heard about the indictments originally. Remember, we heard about the indictments when President Trump announced it. He announced it. He posted something on Truth Social that he had been informed that he was going to be indicted and that that was going to be happening on Tuesday. It was on Friday that they finally released the indictments, the 49 pages. People have been digesting it and reacting differently. For instance, Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska. Now, he's a Republican, and he's a strong conservative Republican, but he's in a district that is a close district in Nebraska, and he has to fight each time to hold on to his seat. He had this to say about President Trump and the current situation. This is clip 9.
Well, I think it's obvious what the president did was wrong, and we just got to be honest. I mean, to have thousands of secrets in your house, showing them to people that were not read in, and then giving back some of it, but saying you gave back all of it and lying about it, there's no way to defend that, and I just think the emperor has no clothes. And if we need to have some Republicans stand up and say that, because come around after the primary, I guarantee you the other party is going to be saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will cost us the November election. So I just don't see it as a sham indictment. I think this is what he did. I think, assuming that all the allegations are true here, I don't think you can deny it. And I think we have to stand on the truth. And I think, and that's how Republicans will win in the long run. I think what people are probably fearful of the base, fearful of President Trump attacking him. But I think in the end, if you stand on the truth, you're going to win in the end.
Isn't that kind of heartening to hear from Congressman Don Bacon, Republican in the House of Representatives? It is to me. Also, one of the most celebrated, distinguished Republican judges and conservative judges is J. Michael Luttig, who had been discussed many, many times as on all the short lists for the Supreme Court. He was on President Trump's short list, and he has had a very distinguished career as an appellate judge. And he just made a statement. There is not an attorney general, he says, of either party who would not have brought today's charges against the former president. In other words, that goes to this idea that he's being singled out because of political persecution, or that famous chyron that they had on Fox News last night. It was so embarrassing that it was up for a few seconds, and then they took it down. But there are screenshots of it, and it actually did exist. It showed a split screen with Trump on the right side and Biden on the left side. They're both at a podium. Trump's in Bedminster, New Jersey. Biden's in the White House. And the caption, the chyron that they put on screen, said, "Wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested." is that fair and balanced for Fox News? It's problematic, especially given the fact that President Joe Biden has been saying since these indictments were first announced that he is not going to comment on them, that he's not going to speak about it, and it would be inappropriate that he had nothing to do with the timing of this. He didn't order the indictments. He didn't speak with Merrick Garland about it. He didn't speak with Jack Smith about it. He's uninvolved. And they're just reporting today in Politico that President Joe Biden and his top aides have taken a vow of silence on the federal indictments of his predecessor, Donald Trump, and have explicitly ordered the National Democratic Party and his reelection campaign to do the same. In other words, they're not going to be putting, certainly not at this stage, ads on the air or have any public statements or rallies about Trump and the indictments. I mean, Trump deserves his day in court. He's innocent until proven guilty. Now, let's see what the trial looks like as it moves ahead. But meanwhile, you have a number of Republicans and people of some real distinction who are making the kind of comments that you didn't hear a couple of days ago. For instance, the whip of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, the number two guy right behind Mitch McConnell, who is John Thune, he has said these are very serious allegations. He said we need to find out if they're true, or they're that, but very serious allegations. Senate Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee, he was asked if he would support Trump if Trump were convicted. He said, I just have to read the conviction, but no, honestly, on the surface, I wouldn't. That doesn't look good. Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas, he said, look, it's very problematic. There's a reason I'm not commenting on it. And Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has been a more independent-minded Republican, but she said the charges in this case are quite serious and cannot be casually dismissed. Mishandling classified documents is a federal crime because it can expose national secrets, as well as the sources and methods they were obtained through. And then, of course, there was Mitt Romney. We played some of Mitt Romney yesterday. And he said, Mr. Trump brought these charges upon himself by not only taking classified documents, but by refusing to simply return them when given numerous opportunities to do so, which is one of those questions that is a profoundly puzzling question. If you have any answers on it, we'll take your call. But why would President Trump, knowing that they were demanding the documents at the National Archives, why would he insist on holding on to them? Why not cooperate with the federal government on this? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael MedVed, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. No interest rate hike. That's the decision of the Federal Reserve after 10 straight rate hikes to try to slow down inflation. The federal funds rate will stay at 5 to 5.25% as the Fed assesses the effects of the previous rate hikes. The slowdown by dock workers at West Coast ports continues to create backlogs of ships waiting to load or unload. This as Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu has gotten personally involved in the talks between the ports and the laborers' union. Check that bag of frozen fruit you bought at Costco or Walmart. An Oregon fruit company is voluntarily recalling some products over fears they could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The concern is the strawberries in the bags that were grown in Mexico. From Texas to South Carolina, it could be a bad weather day. A huge system bringing wind, rain, hail, and even straight-line derecho winds. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Speaking of gross and evil, President Trump began his speech last night, and it was a dramatic and unforgettable beginning. He said, today we have witnessed the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the history of our country. That was the way he described his own indictment. And by the way, not slavery as abuse of power, the internment of Japanese Americans, you can name it. There have been abuses of power in the United States. Not the segregation of schools or the segregation of riding on buses or trains, but the indictment of President Trump on his 37 counts. Let us go directly to your calls and to Ethan in Snoqualmie, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm well.
I think you're dead wrong on all. You're totally burying the lead. You know perfectly well that if Donald Trump did anything wrong with documents, and there's not yet any proof that he did, but if he did do anything wrong with documents, it pales in comparison to what Biden and Clinton did. And if the president of the Congo used his Department of Justice to try to imprison his number one foe politically, you would be calling for the UN to go in there and fix that, because that is such a horrible offense, and we've never seen anything like it in this nation. And then you want to talk about Romney and Murkowski not being able to support Trump. quite frankly, if they did, that would be, for me, a reason not to vote for Trump. Because,
well, again, it's not just Romney and Murkowski. I acknowledge that those are two people who are well known for criticizing President Trump. But that's not true of people like Ken Buck, who's a member of the Freedom Caucus. And it's not true of Tim Burchett from Tennessee or Don Bacon from Nebraska or the very promising Dan Crenshaw, who's one of the rising stars of the Republican Party down in Texas. And the idea that that this is an outrageous attempt based on nothing to try to prosecute or punish Trump or to damage him politically. Why do you think, Ethan, that President Trump didn't do what Mike Pence did in the same situation, what Joe Biden did in the same situation, is then when people became aware that he had a bunch of documents that he wasn't supposed to have, and they asked to get those documents back, why not give the boxes back? What important principle is being defended by holding on to these documents and potentially putting yourself in big trouble?
I think a bigger question, Michael, and I'm happy to answer your question. I don't know that he didn't declassify these documents. He said that he did. There's not an established process.
Well, no, I'm sorry. He's on tape. He's on tape, audio tape, and he knew he was being taped, and which is so shocking. And when on that tape he said, I could have declassified them when I was still president, but I can't now, so they're still secret. He knew that was secret.
And Biden knew that the documents that he had stored in cardboard boxes in his garage were secret.
No, he didn't know anything about them, and they were documents from when he was vice president.
Michael,
it's
the United States with classified documents in his garage, where his less than perfectly comported son had availability to them. Clinton bleach bitted her phones and her computers after they had been subpoenaed.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you think President Trump didn't appoint a special or ask his Attorney General Jeff Sessions, his first Attorney General, or second Attorney General Bill Barr? He had 4 years. How come he never followed up on the Clinton email issue if it was so terrible?
Well, now you are understanding the whole point. Because
no, I'm not. It was President Trump who didn't pursue that issue. He decided...
Go ahead, answer. Because he recognized how incredibly damaging it would be for the President of the United States to use his DOJ to go after his political opponents. And so he didn't send his DOJ after Hillary Clinton for clearly.
Well, he did send the DOJ after Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has his own special prosecutor in Delaware that was appointed by President Trump.
Hunter Biden has been stealing, using his...
Okay, I think Hunter Biden is a disgrace. I really do. And I think it's appropriate for President Trump to have appointed a special prosecutor to go after Hunter Biden. But the idea that President Trump, you haven't offered any explanation for why you think President Trump, when he was subpoenaed, when he was discussing with the National Archives, when he was asked for return of the documents, why he didn't respond the way Mike Pence did and just give them what they want.
So you're talking about a man who was the president for 4 years and was harassed continually on all sorts of garbage for years and years, and then you're asking why he would see a contentious situation as a contentious situation? I'm asking
when there's a question of law, And the question of law is pretty clear here. That's why you have people like Judge Luttig, who has been a conservative hero for years and years and years, saying that any attorney general, not just Merrick Garland, but any attorney general, seeing the facts of the situation of what President Trump taking these literally hundreds of boxes and then storing them and manipulating them at Mar-a-Lago, anyone would have brought charges. And the idea is that, do you have no faith, even with the sympathetic judge, Aileen Cannon, even with her in charge of this, you have no faith that this is going to be a fair trial?
No, at this point, I am with a whole lot of Americans who have absolutely no faith in our criminal justice system, in our Federal Bureau of Investigations. The comportment of those people has been so biased and so horrible.
What's your when you say you have no faith in our criminal justice system? That's a very broad statement. What's the greatest miscarriage of justice that sticks in your mind?
Oh, well, you know, obvious is the treatment of January 6th protesters when compared to BLM protesters. That's a perfect example. The idea that these people walking around in the Capitol
Yu, who is a great conservative, leading conservative legal scholar, was on our show, and the point that he made, which I think is a profound point, is this idea of talking about one case and the way one case is looked and say, well, but what about this other case? What about this other case that happened here? You can't do that, because that's not the way the law works. In other words, it would be ruled out of order if Trump's lawyers bring up anything about the treatment of Hillary Clinton or the treatment of Hunter Biden or the treatment of Mike Pence. If they do anything like that, they would be ruled out of order. Because what you're supposed to look at is, in fact, the facts. And by the way, I think that people who attack police officers, Capitol police officers or Washington, D.C. police officers, deserve to be prosecuted and jailed. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you, but as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most important forces we've had on this planet, my friend
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, our caller Ethan was very concerned about the state of the American criminal justice system. There's also all kinds of problems with civil justice, and you don't have to go to a criminal courtroom to find anomalies like this announcement today of Starbucks being hit with $25.6 million in punitive damages. Actually, it's $600,000 in actual damages and then $20 million in punitive damages. It's an incredible story. And that's a lot of money. And what's going on here is not the current dispute about whether Starbucks is denying union organizers' claims that they're banning pride displays in U.S. stores. This has nothing to do with pride displays. It has to do with an incident that you may remember in April of 2018. So we're talking more than 5 years ago. Two young black men, very professional, well-dressed, well-educated, upwardly mobile businessmen were doing a business meeting in Starbucks. They were supposed to meet somebody else. He was late. And while they were sitting there, they asked to use the restroom. And Starbucks at that time, I think they've changed their policy, had a policy where if you weren't buying something, you weren't allowed to use the restrooms. And they were asked to leave. They argued because they tried to make the case they were waiting for somebody else, and then they were planning to buy something and order their coffee and order their snacks. In any event, one of the employees at that Starbucks called the cops, and the two men were arrested. The two men were black. And there was a tremendous amount of publicity and negativity back in 2018. It sounded like this. This is clip 12.
We're back now with Starbucks under fire. Protests, as you know, breaking out after two black men were arrested.
A few minutes ago, we had about a dozen protesters outside of the Starbucks here, but because of the driving rain, they're now inside, conducting essentially a stand-in. The video has now been viewed more than 9 million times. Two black men sitting at a table inside this Starbucks and arrested.
Outrage is brewing this morning over this viral video showing two black men escorted out of a Philadelphia Starbucks in handcuffs by police.
Well, what did they do? They didn't do anything. I saw the entire thing.
Police say the men were sitting at a table without making a purchase, and when asked to leave, they refused. That's when an employee called 911, reporting the incident as trespassing. Witnesses, including this businessman who the real estate brokers were about to meet with, say the men were discriminated against for being black.
Okay, what's happened now is a different discrimination case. That's what the $25.6 million is about. The just 2 days ago, in a surprising twist, a federal jury in New Jersey ordered Starbucks to pay $25.6 million to a former regional manager after determining that the company had fired her amid the fallout from this dispute that we were just hearing about that took place in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. The claim that she was making, she was fired because she was white. The jury found that Starbucks had violated the federal civil rights of the former manager, whose name is Shannon Phillips, as well as violating a New Jersey law that prohibits discrimination based on race, awarding her $600,000 in compensatory damages and $25 million in punitive damages. Laura Carlin Mattiacci, who's a lawyer for Ms. Phillips, who was the fired manager, said she and her client were very pleased. Well, if you just won $25 million, you probably would be too. With the unanimous verdict of the jury, adding that she proved by clear and convincing evidence that punitive damages were warranted under New Jersey law. Now, here's one of the details that is important to get clear here, is that she was never involved with some of the firing of other people or some of the reaction that was punitive that took place because of the original incident involving racism toward black people. She was a regional manager. She oversaw 100 stores in Philadelphia, South Jersey, Delaware, and parts of Maryland. She had been promoted to the job in 2011 after what she called exemplary performance in 6 years as a district manager in Ohio. Ms. Phillips said in the suit that Starbucks, as part of their damage control effort after the arrests, had sought to punish her and other white employees in and around Philadelphia, even if they had no involvement at all in the events that led to the police being called. She hadn't called the police. She hadn't approved calling the police. She had been not guilty of any kind of harshness to the two people who were arrested. She just happened to be the person in charge. And the claim in her lawsuit is she was singled out as opposed to the black manager, who was actually the one running the store at the time. He was not punished. She was. She claimed she was punished because she was white. In contrast, Ms. Phillips said no action was taken against the manager who oversaw the Rittenhouse Square store, a black man who Ms. Phillips said had promoted the employee who called the police. Ms. Phillips said she was fired not long after balking at the order to suspend the white manager. She said that she had not been previously told that she was doing a bad job and that the only explanation she was given for the firing was that the situation is not recoverable. This is amazing. Starbucks ultimately chose not to press charges against the men at the center of the episode. Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson, both 23 at the time, before suing over the ordeal. They reached a confidential financial settlement with the company and got a commitment from the city of Philadelphia to invest $200,000 to help young entrepreneurs. Part of the other flashback with the CEO then of Starbucks, Kevin Johnson, talking about the stores, the chain of stores, doing more to combat unconscious bias. It sounded like
now there
this.
Are some scenarios where the police should be called. If there's threats or disturbance, those may be appropriate times. In this case, none of that occurred. It was completely inappropriate to engage the police. And so clearly there's an opportunity for us to provide clarity. And in addition to that, I'd say there's training. More training that we're going to do with our store managers, not only around the guidelines, but training around unconscious bias. What happened to those two gentlemen was wrong.
Because you said in your statement, and I quote here, that Starbucks stands firmly against racial profiling. So you believe that was the case here?
Well, Robin, Starbucks was built as a company that creates a warm, welcoming environment for all customers. That didn't happen in this case. That I know. And so it's my responsibility to ensure that we review everything. We review the actions of the store manager, we review the guidelines that were provided, and we review and invest in the training necessary to ensure that doesn't happen again.
They even closed down all of Starbucks across the country for a day to allow for this special training. In any event, will this case be appealed? Who knows? But $25.6 million, quite a judgment for the fired manager. We're going to be speaking about the state of the Republican primary. Right now, there's, of course, the leading candidate is the one who's getting all the attention. That's President Donald Trump, who wants to be future President Donald Trump, not just former President Donald Trump. But is the Republican primary a big tent, or is it a big top? In other words, do we have a wide-open primary where all comers are welcome, or is it one where it looks like a clown show? We will get to that and to much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.